September 30th, 1981. I was digging into the chapter on the doctrine of the Avataras in the third volume of The Secret Doctrine. This chapter is the first in the series dealing with the mystery of the Buddha, and it is material that I've worked upon in the past, as it carries matter that is, I found, of special importance. I was digging in for clarification of certain ideas. Then I found that I lacked the cutting edge, as it were, of my mind, with which I have worked throughout the years heretofore. I don't remember the incapacity of reaching the necessary pitch while I was associated with Gertrude. But there was a certain fuzziness in the mind. I couldn't bring it to the edge necessary for making the penetration. Why this is a question. But it could be that there is an energetic deficiency for reaching that edge calls for a very acute concentration of the mind. And as I was pitching up to it, all of a sudden, it is as though I lost the control of it, was unable to achieve the necessary pitch. This may be pertinent to the problem that I'm facing. In my work while with Gertrude, it was never a matter of discussion of problems of this sort. It was rather a matter of a backup that enabled me to draw upon latent resources that are relatively difficult to reach ordinarily. Deep philosophic penetration is never a matter of group discussion. Group discussion is often valid in working out an external practical problem where compromise of various interests is called for. But when it comes to deep penetration by the mind, we are dealing with an introvert activity which is of necessity very solitary. Therefore, only he who happens to have the capacity can make progress here. But it can be energetically very exacting.